Okay, you want to make sure that you write your name on this now.
I read it in mouth.
Now, for our brethren that are from overseas, and because we're going to allow about maybe 30 to 35 minutes for this test. So some of you from overseas, if there's that little bit of a language problem, if you'd like to go to the library and take the test, that is perfectly acceptable with me. And you can take the whole hour to do that. Because they've got to translate some of the questions and everything. It's a lot more difficult for them. So if you either that or you can just stay in class and take it, and then if you can see you don't have enough time, you can go to the library and do that. Now, I don't know where you're at, Kamal, with the test.
Let me go through and just say a couple of things about it to you. The first section is multiple choice. There is only one correct answer on there. And then on part two, notice on page three, part two, this section is on true or false. And what you want to do, you want to go through and you want to put either a T or an F in front of each one of those responses. And that's all the way through to part three on page number six. So that's a T or an F, not a check, but a T or an F. And then look on page 6. On page 6, part 3, let me just tell you how this works. So everyone turn to page 6 now. And there are three questions there. It says they are short answer. Now those are not essay questions, but let me tell you how they work. For example, look at number 1. It says, what argument in favor of the existence of a personal devil is contained in the following verses? Now what you want to do, you want to look at those three verses there and look at the phrase that is underlined. And each one of those has a certain statement or phrase or word that is underlined. And when you look at all the underlined words, if you put them all together, they form an argument as to why there is a personal devil. So you want to do that with number 1, number 2, and number 3.
Three separate.
No, all you need is one answer. Yeah, they're all together. Just one little answer. But each one of those will give you a reason why there is a personal devil. And they all fit together. They all match. Now, on part 4, it says there to check all that applies. So you read down through that list, and you just put a check beside them. So that's not true or false. That's check all that apply. Okay, well, the rest of it is nothing left but the shouting now. That's hallelujah. That's a victory shout. Thank you. Thank you.
you're done with your task, it's okay to give violence information. How many are not done? 3 months now. Okay, let's exchange our papers.
Okay, I'll read the answers to you from off the answer key here. And make sure that you follow the point value here. Please mark the correct answer for the student and then put the minus number in the margin if they have an answer wrong. It says in number one, what is the literal meaning of the word Satan? That is E, adversary. So number one is Z, off to a roaring start, huh? Number two, what is the literal meaning of the term devil as it applies to Satan, not the demons? C, accuser. So number two is C. Number three, what is the one main attribute and or activity of Satan? A, he is the enemy of God and of all men. So number three is A. And of course, a number of the following points then are just really a various facet of that activity. Number four, what type of being is Satan? Well, D, a fallen spirit. So number four is D. Number five, how did Satan come into existence? D, he was created by God. Number five is D. Number six, which of the following describes the original state of Satan? E, he was God's highest created being over everyone except God himself. Number seven, what caused the fall of Satan? Well, A, he became lifted up in pride and sought to usurp God's position. Number eight, what are the two chapters in the Bible that give the most details about the fall of Satan? That would be C, Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. So number 8 is C. Number 9, what two kings are used as representatives of Satan in lengthy portions of Scripture? That would be C, the kings of Babylonia and Tyre. Number 9 is C. Number 10, what does the name Lucifer mean? B, day star or shining one. So that's B for number 10. Number 11, what does the Greek word diabolos mean? C, devil or accuser. Devil or accuser. Number 12, what does the Greek word daimonion mean? A, demon. Number 12 is A. And then number 13, what will be Satan's final position in eternity? E, he will receive the greatest degree of judgment of anyone in the lake of fire. So that's E. And number 14, for whom did God prepare the lake of fire? That's C, for Satan and the demons only. Now, I'm going to be a little bit lenient on this one. And actually, I'll also allow D. And really, C is the correct answer. That's really who he prepared it for. But the word only there might seem to imply that no one else will be there. So also, I'll accept D. So either C or D on that. Are there any questions on any of the preceding questions? Maybe you marked a different one and you can't see why we came up with the answer that we did and you're wondering about that. Okay, well, let's look at part two. Now, what you need to do on each one of these, you need to very carefully note the point values. If they have, for example, one wrong, it's minus one in the margin. Two wrong, it's minus two. They cannot get more than minus three. So even if they blew all of them and got every single one of them wrong, then that's still only a minus three. Well, number one, Satan accuses man before God. That's true. B, Satan accuses God before man. That's true. C, Satan afflicts man with disease. That's true. D, Satan causes all sickness in mankind. That's false. I don't believe he necessarily causes all of it, although a great percentage of it can be attributed to him and his agents. E, Satan does not actually sin. That's false. He does sin. Bible says that he is sinning from the beginning. So let me read those to you again. Number one, A is true, B is true, C is true, D is F, and E is F. Okay, number two, A, Satan tempts man to do evil. That's true. B, Satan tempts God to do evil. That's false. The Bible says that God is not tempted. It says he's not tempted by any man. Believe me, the devil's not hassling God in heaven. C, Satan tempts angels and or demons to do evil. Well, that is true. He does tempt demons to do evil. This one is a little bit debatable, though there are a couple that are debatable on this test. And so I'm going to be a little bit lenient with this because, in my opinion, I'm not really certain whether the devil can tempt the good angels to do evil or not. I don't know if he does that. I don't know if he has that power myself. And so this one, in my opinion, is a little bit debatable. So don't mark it wrong if it be either T or F for C. D, Satan brings physical death upon man. That's true. And then E, Satan brings spiritual death upon man. That's true. So let me read them to you again. Number two, A is T, B is F, C is either T or F, although preferably T. D is T, and E is T. Number three, A, Satan loves those who serve him. False. He doesn't. B, those who serve Satan become like him. True. C, Satan uses pride as one of his primary snares. That's true. D, Satan possesses great knowledge of the Bible. That's true. He does. E, although it's a twisted knowledge and it's not a revelatory type knowledge, he does have great knowledge of the Bible. E, Satan takes men captive to sin. That, of course, is true as well. So, A is false, and then all the rest are true for number three. Number four, Satan is omnipotent. False. He is not all-powerful. B, Satan is omniscient. False. C, Satan is omnipresent. False. D, Satan is eternal. False. Eternal means without beginning or end. E, Satan is immortal. That is false as well. Satan is not immortal. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 16 says that God only has immortality. And the definition of immortality is eternal life. You live forever. And of course, the devil is not going to live forever. He's going to, as it were, be judged and then die forever in the lake of fire, eternal death. So that actually is false. And sometimes some of the students have a little bit of problem with that because in their idea, what immortal means is unending existence. And they feel like, well, that must be true because he's never going to, in a sense, go out of existence. But really, immortal means that you live forever. And the Bible very clearly says that only God has immortality. Yes?
When you said he has eternal death, wouldn't that mean that D would be true, say he's eternal?
Well, the real definition of eternal, though, is that you have no beginning or end. And, of course, only God really fits that definition. Now, we receive eternal life, but you can't just make a point-blank statement that man is therefore eternal. We receive eternal life, which means God's life is given to us. But, you see, we have a beginning, but now we have no end. And it's like the devil, he has a beginning, but no end. So he, therefore, technically is not eternal.
It's kind of, right.
Well, really, eternal means infinite, no beginning, no end. Yes. Oh, okay. Our brother here, behind here. Okay, fine. Number five, true or false? Satan is immutable. That's false. He certainly changes. Now, by that, if you mean that he's horribly wicked and cannot change and is therefore immutable in that sense, well, by virtue of the fact that at one time he was a perfect being and he therefore fell, shows that he is not immutable. Immutable means that you do not change. There is no change in you. And the devil does change. In other words, the devil all the time is lying. He'll tell you one thing and then he'll turn around and he'll change. He can't be depended on. See, God is not like that. God is immutable. You can always count on God. What God says, that's what God means. And so that really is false. Satan is Mutable, not immutable. Yes.
Satan. He's dark. He's black. He's always black. But he'll never change from black. He'll never become white.
Right. But he wasn't all...
Satan, though. It says Satan is out.
Yes.
I know he was before he was black. It says Satan.
Well, I...
That's he's fallen, so we don't even
yes. Right. I see what you're saying in a sense, but still, you know, the devil is always saying things that promising people certain things and, you know, if you just do this, then I'll do this for you or whatever. And he's mutable. In other words, he changes. You do what he says to do and he changes. He doesn't keep his part of the bargain. And therefore, he does change. But I see what you say. I see what you're saying, but I've got to kind of hold the line on this one. Yes. Someone else here? I don't know, I thought I saw another hand. Okay. B, Satan is infinite. That's false. He's not infinite. C, Satan is a spirit. That is true. D, Satan is invisible. That's true. And E, Satan is one in nature. That's true. I wouldn't be quite a stickler on these points if I didn't say in class, and there was one time I did make a statement and I read all these terms and I said Satan is not omnipotent, not omniscient, not omnipresent, he's not eternal, he's not immortal, and he's not immutable, and he's not infinite. But of course I didn't spend a lot of time elaborating on them, but I did make the statement, so I'll be a little bit more stringent on these. Yes.
Satan is one in nature. What one with who?
Well, what one in nature means just is that he's just one spirit. Just one in nature.
Nature.
Yeah. But he's just one in nature. He's just one being, one spirit entity. Has one personality. Number six. The Lord has complete control over Satan and demons. That's true. So A is true. Christians have power over Satan and demons. That's true too. Although some don't believe that they do or don't feel that they do. But it is true. C, Satan never rests but is endlessly doing evil. True. D, Satan wars against God. That's true. He is. He's doing that very thing right now. E, Satan wars against God's angels. That's true. So for number six, all of them are true. Number seven, A, Satan's final end will be in the lake of fire. True. B, Satan will be annihilated out of existence by God. That's false. Annihilate means that you no longer exist at all. It means that all of a sudden you're gone. You're not there. And of course we know that the devil will spend eternity in the lake of fire. So he's not going to be annihilated. C, Satan will be bound during the millennium. That's true. D, Satan must obtain permission from God to tempt man. That's true. We see that in the account with Job. He can't just do what he wants to do with you. God puts the boundaries around you and he can only go so far. E, Satan afflicts man spiritually, mentally, and physically. True. Number eight, A. Do I need to read those again, the answers? Yeah, okay. Number eight, Satan claims authority over the world. True. B, Satan is the direct cause of every sin, false. And then the next three are true. So number eight, A is true, B is false, all the rest are true. Number nine?
Number nine. Okay.
Yes. Okay, we're all together here. Number nine. Number nine, A is true, B is true, C is false. D, I'll be a little bit lenient on. It just kind of depends on how you look at it. But don't mark D wrong, whatever they have. The basic answer is false. But it is true that he has a certain amount of foreknowledge based on what he will do in the world. So I'll be a little bit lenient on that. E is then true. So here's how 9 reads. A is true, B is true, C and D are false, but don't mark D wrong, and then E is true. Okay. Number 10. Satan is a liar, true. B is true. C is true. And then D and E are F, false. So the first three true, the second two are false. Number 11 says Satan plans and schemes. See, I think that was already there once, that rule book. Did you sign the rule book over here?
No.
Okay, we need to bring it over this way here. Make sure that you sign that before you go home tonight. Yeah, I'll tell you what, let me read on down through the answers here. If you have a question now, I'll be glad to take it as soon as we get down through the... Don't forget it, though. Keep it in the back of your mind now. Number 11. Is that what we're on, number 11? A is true, B is true, C is true, D is true, and E is F for false. So the first four are true, the last one is false. Number 12, A is true, B is false, C is false. Number 9 is true, and E is false. So, number 12, A is true, B is false, C is false, D is true, and E is false. Number 13, A, Satan fell from heaven, that is true. B, Satan forced other angels to fall with him. That's false. He didn't force them. They used their own will. C is true. D is true. And E is F for false. So, 13, A is true. B is false. C and D are true. And E is false. Number 14, A is false. B is true. C is false. D is true. And E is false. So, A false, B true, C false, D true, and E is false. Number 15, demons are fallen angels, true. And then B is false, C is false, D and E are true. Number 16, I'm going to go through the rest of these real rapidly now. Number 16, A is true, B is true, C is false, D is true, and E is true. Number 17, the first four are true, and then E is false. So 17, the first four are true, A through D are all true, and then E is false. Number 18, A is false, and all the rest are true. So A is false, all the rest are true for 18. Number 19, reads like this. A is true, B is false, C is false, and then D and E are true. Number 20, A is true, B is true, C is false, and then D and E are true. Okay, so A is true, B is true, C is false, and then D and E are true. Now let's skip part 3 for now. Look at part 4. It says, check all that apply. The answer, real simply, is all of them should be checked. All of them should be checked. All those are names and titles of Satan. So look very carefully there at the grading scale. One wrong, it's minus one. So count up everyone that is not checked. Everyone that is not checked. All those are titles that we did mention in our list in class. Now, what I'd like to have you do... There's the bell right there. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. There are 100 points, but I'll tell you what. Just count up the number wrong up to this point in time. And don't worry about subtracting it from 100. The reason why I haven't corrected part 3 on that. Now, if you have a major question on your test and you can't see why your answer was marked wrong, pass it back to the owner after you've counted up the number.